Okay, let's begin. In Eretz Yisrael this week, we're going to lay in Parshas Shlach Be'ezus Hashem, and in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to lay in Parshas Bahaloscha. So sometimes it's hard to try to connect the both, although if Poser is not going to come, I'm going to stop doing something on the Parsha, which he told me I have to do. But sometimes it's hard to connect both. It happens to be in Bahaloscha and Shlach. It's slightly simpler to do that, because the end of Parshas Bahaloscha has a Maisa of Lashon Hara, and the beginning of Parshas Shlach has a Maisa of Lashon Hara. So at the end of Bahaloscha, Miriam's schmoozing with her brother, like maybe you guys have done this before, talking to your sibling, and you start bashing the other sibling. Oh, has that ever been done before? You start to bash the other sibling. And as a result, Miriam gets punished. She gets harassed and she gets put away for 7 days. And at the end, we know for sure that Miriam was wrong for two reasons. One, she got harassed. And secondly, Hashem put it in the Torah. So if it was put in the Torah, obviously Hashem thought what Moshe was doing was totally okay. But nevertheless, Miriam still, she gave in Zeret Taiva, and it was all a Kiddush Hashem. It was all, Shem Shemayim, that, I think it's not nice, Sephora, the little kids being left alone. And, sometimes we see through that. We have to be very careful with what comes out of our mouth. I once did this. I haven't done this in a long time, but I recommend you all do this. You take your phone. For me, it's a little harder to record. I got to press a button really hard for it to work, otherwise it freezes. But you take your phone and you start recording yourself for a whole day. And then Kobe gets back to the dorm. He has a drink with Gabi, and then they get ready to, do nightshade or learn. And Kobe decides, Gabi, I'm going to be a few minutes late tonight. I'm going to listen to everything I said all day long. And Kobe's like, holy bleep, what is coming out of my mouth? What am I talking about? I'm talking about this person and that girl. And, and that rabbi and this parent, and oh my goodness gracious, what is coming out? Hello, Dr. Fish. What is coming out of my mouth? And you start to be like, oh, this isn't great. What I'm doing. And, it'd be a very good practice for each and every one of us to be conscientious for what it is that's coming out of our mouth. Because Miriam learned it the very hard way. What happens when we say that which we're not supposed to say? And then at the beginning of Shlach, a very different case. Okay, fine. Obviously, if I start bashing Shai, besides the fact, how can I bash a tzaddik like Shai? But maybe his headpiece isn't really on. His mom's gonna hear that. He's like, how are you bashing my kid right in front of me? What's wrong with you? I was just on the screen. Come on, have some sympathy. That wouldn't be okay. So I think we get that, and sometimes that's just a hard challenge. But with that, but in the beginning of Shlach, you think about it, okay, what's so wrong? If I start talking about how much Canada stinks and how much the UK stinks and how much America stinks, I just took a hit on all three of you. What, that's so bad. I'm talking about the Canadian fires at 2 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you think it's time for Marv, but that's so bad. I'm bashing Canada, that's so bad. I'm doing such a terrible, terrible thing here. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be very, very careful. The Gemara is in the end of Ksubas. They talk about maybe something we could relate to. Ramat Beit Shemesh is very hot. One of the more entertaining things to see is at the beginning of Yeshiva, when the guys show up and you're just trying to get from point A to point B, and you look at a guy walk up to the Merkaz and you think they're about to have a heart attack because they've never experienced heat like this. They've never seen hills like this. And you might drop a line oh my gosh, it's so hot. And you don't even say the F word. You just say it's so hot. And you're like, oh my gosh, why would God make such a hot land? God, what are you doing? And you're starting to bash a Kadosh Baruch Hu's jewel, Kadosh Baruch Hu's gem. And the Meraglim were punished big time. And the Gemara there in Ksubas talks about, we have to be so careful, even saying, it's so hot in Israel. Even something like that is not appropriate to say. We have to be uber, uber conscious and uber careful about everything that we say about Eretz Yisrael. Even, and I don't blame them, the year's long. I get it, maybe Shai didn't want to leave, but most of us, we want to leave Yeshiva, it's long, the year is tough, And, like, yeah, these guys, like, I'm begging June 1st, please, Hashem, please make it June 1st, let me leave, let me go back to Long Island, God, I gotta go to Doma, my world won't go on if I don't get to the Five Towns today, I gotta do it, I gotta get back to, you know, the chicken nest in Canada, I need it, God, I need it, I make the year end, and you're talking about God's precious land to go back to America, it devastates him, it really is an absolute devastation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that's harder for him when he's hearing, you know, full-on bashing of Eretz Yisrael. And we don't even do it intentionally. We don't mean to do it. We don't mean to, like, you know, Kobe doesn't mean to come out and say, like, you know, the meat and alcohol is so much better in Toronto. He doesn't mean to say that. Like, you know, we're just talking. We're just saying words that are coming out of our mouths. On Shabbos HaGadol, where I went for my drasha, the rabbi came up and he told a story how this guy who he's friends with, you know, reached out to him and said, I just want to let you know, over the last few months, you've a couple times made like a backward comment to me that's been very offensive. That's like really, really offended me. And the rabbi had no idea. Imamish had no idea. He was like really, really taken aback by the fact that had occurred. He couldn't believe that he had said something hurtful to someone without even knowing. And I think this is the story of our life, and it's so beautiful to have, you know, half the Jews are reading Baal Voskha this week, and half the Jews are reading Shlach. And at the core, we're on the same value. Like, we have to all be conscious. I'm a week ahead. I'm a week behind. Oh, like, maybe everyone should be in Israel so we're all on the same page. But at the end of the day, human land of Israel, it doesn't matter. We have to really, really be careful about what we're saying, because it really matters. Like, it really, really does matter. Like, you know, if you come at, like, even, like, you know, Shai can relate to this, and, you know, now he knows better, like, than, like, anyone who's bashed Binghamton. Like, well, you bashed Binghamton, you were never there, you were there for 5 minutes. So I've been there for a semester. I can say it's good or bad, but at least I can objectively tell you what's going on there, as opposed to, like, you know, your opinion of what's going on there. Like, we have to be very, very careful about everything that we say. You know, you don't have to do it every day, because you'll probably go through all your memory on your phone. But maybe for like one day, just and let people know, because they might think it's like, you know, if like you're talking to a girl in Binghamton, you start recording the conversation, she might call the cops. She might think it's a little weird. So, you know, be normal. But maybe take out your recorder and have, at the end of the day, actually know what it is that you're saying, so that, you know, one of the hardest things we deal with when Rosh Hashanah comes, and Yom Kippur comes, and, you know, we're trying to clean our slate. We don't know what we're trying to clean our slate for. You know, like, if I know how much my bills are, so now I know how much money I need to make. If I have no idea how much my bills are, I have no idea how much money I need to make. So same thing by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I don't know what my slate is. Like, I don't know, maybe I never speak Lashon Hara. Maybe Gersh will record himself for 2 days, and he'll be like, you know, Mark, maybe you have an issue with speaking Lashon Hara. I haven't said one bad word in 2 days. Like, I'm awesome. I'm like UK all the way. Like, you know, that's what we have to all get into our heads. However you're going to do it, but to really try to be mindful as we move forward. Like, for this week, the Avoda, you know, it would have been better if it was Monday, but, you know, whatever. The Avoda for the next few days. Really, really be mindful of what it is that we're saying, whether it's an individual or on the masses, but understanding that even like, oh, I'll justify it, or it's true, or the person knows, or whatever it might be. But if we're able to hold back, like, I didn't have to get that comment out, I didn't have to say that word, like, I was able to have some self-control, I'm taking control of what's coming out of my mouth, like, I know what's coming out of my mouth, you know, everything's going to be very different. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, Ozzy's not here, but, like, he always points out, like, how much can I talk about davening? You know, when I talk about Minyan, I'm not talking for myself. I'm really not. It's not an Nisayon for me. Not bragging. It just is what it is. It's not an Nisayon. But this is, I'm talking as much for me as for each of you. Like, we're all growing together. So for the next week, you know, I'm gonna work on it, being very, very mindful of making sure, at least I know what I'm saying. So if I'm saying something I shouldn't be saying, at least I have a record, at least it's in my head that, oh, maybe Taka, I shouldn't have said that, as opposed to, okay, whatever, I don't even know. All right, Shkoyach, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.